welcome to episode 3 of the Saggy Froggy Knits podcast. My name is Claudie and I've been knitting on and off now for around 35 years. In this episode, I'm going to be chatting about the ways I feel knitting can contribute to our well-being, as well as talking about a vibrant knit worthy of celebrating Pride Month, and I'll also be addressing some of your emails too. If that sounds like a bit of you, then stay tuned. One of the things I love about knitting is that it is one of the few crafts that has the great advantage of being super portable. As long as you have a length of yarn and some needles, you can knit almost anywhere at any time, making it such a widely accessible craft. It's an activity that's both process and product oriented. You may have overheard a knitter asking their fellow knitting friends whether they're a process or product knitter. I think I'd describe myself as being a process knitter. I definitely enjoy the process most of all. And although, of course, I'm excited to see my projects realised, it's not what motivates me to knit. I just really enjoy the journey of getting there, even if that does take me a rather long time sometimes. I guess my friends would agree that I'm a process knitter too. Well, if I was a product knitter, I'd have finished all of my many works in progress by now and not have project bags with 20-year-old unfinished objects in them. Anyway, as a process, knitting encompasses repetitive tasks that require both physical and cognitive skills. And as far as skills go, knitting can be either fairly simple or incredibly complex through the use of multiple needles, stitch combinations, and different yarns to create intricate patterns. And unless you're like me and a serious cast or honour, resulting in a multitude of whips or works in progress, then knitting generally leads to the creation of an end product, either a knitted object as a result of following a pattern, or an outcome designed by oneself, giving one the sense of satisfaction and achievement. That's all really positive stuff, guys. Personal well-being is rather a hot topic these days, and is often the term used to acknowledge how we feel. I find it really fascinating that the rhythm of knitting actually helps the human body with serotonin release. Just in case you don't know, serotonin is the chemical transmitter that helps regulate anxiety, happiness, and mood. And after learning that, rather unsurprisingly, I discovered that it's been documented that there's a strong connection between knitting and the feelings of calm and happiness in the brain. The social aspect of knitting can also lead to better mental health. Knitting as a social activity is certainly not a new thing. The historical importance of social knitting in rural communities, where groups of knitters gathered to knit and talk after a day's work, is pretty well known amongst us knitting enthusiasts. Although in this day and age, knitting can, if you want it to be, a very solitary activity. However, it can also be a great vehicle for making social connections both online in forums over Zoom meetings, or in real life chatting to your chums in your local wool store, or attending knitting get-togethers. Both the psychological and social benefits that are known to come from knitting, combined with the satisfaction that one gets from creating an end product, allow scientifically well known to contribute to a personal and social well-being. It definitely gives me that feel-good factor, that's for sure, and I find it helps me cope with my own personal daily stresses. I'm sure that many of you out there feel the same. When I'm asked why I enjoy knitting so much, I have to say that my main reason for knitting is because I find it relaxing. Quite often, it'll prove to be a good form of stress relief, and I find the rhythm and repetitive motion of slipping that yarn through my fingers so soothing, hypnotic, and calming, and for me, it certainly has meditative qualities. In addition, I think it helps me to feel productive at times when I'm engaged in passive activities such as watching TV, listening to music, waiting for appointments, and even travelling. I guess you could also describe it as an outlet for creativity, offering a sense of accomplishment, and also for some of us, I guess there'd be a connection to tradition. I think it's really important to acknowledge that sometimes life circumstances, such as illness, retirement, or redundancy can change identity and the perceptions of oneself. This is something I personally identify with, especially after breaking my back in November last year. Personally, I think that knitting allows the knitter to build a new, positive identity, especially if they have set themselves a goal to knit something for either themselves or a good cause, such as wanting to donate their knit to charity. And that's something I touched on in the previous episode. It can be really rewarding to knit for those who are more vulnerable and in more need than oneself. I truly believe it can change a knitter's perspective on the world. Wrapping someone else up in something warm and cozy is symbolic of caring for others. You're basically giving someone a woolly hug, I guess. Knitting is for many of us far more than just an innocent pastime. The physical and mental actions of knitting can contribute to our well-being in significant ways. And so if you're looking for a way to boost your mental or physical health, look no further than grabbing a set of needles and a ball of yarn and cast on an exciting new project. And so, if you're not already knitting whilst listening to this show, what more evidence do you need? Knitting really is good for you. There's no need to feel guilty casting on that new pattern now. And seeing as I've mentioned casting on a new pattern, I thought I'd mention a really great quick knit that I discovered whilst looking at rainbow knits suitable for celebrating Pride Month. This pattern is called Wave at the Rainbow Cowl by Stephanie Lotvin. This funky delight is not only available on Ravelry, but is also featured in a really fun book called Knit Happy with Self-Striping Yarn, which I found on Amazon for $12.79 as they're currently selling it with 25% off. That's quite a bargain. Stephanie likens cowls to the sprinkles on a cupcake. She says they add a little bit of extra oomph that makes everything look bright and happy. Well, I definitely agree with that. The Wave at the Rainbow Cowl is the perfect place to showcase a really spectacular skein of yarn. The regular increases and decreases in this cowl bend the stripes to create a lovely wave effect without distracting from the beauty of the yarn. And as always, I'll be leaving a link in the show notes for you, so remember to check those out. Well, now it's time for an email question, and this is from Matthew in Leicester. Hi Matthew, and thank you for your message. And Matthew has asked me, why is my tension different when I knit in the round? This is such a good question, Matthew, and so thank you for that. It's something that many of us may not have even considered. The simple answer is that when you're knitting something like stocking stitch in the round, you're constantly knitting and never purling, and most of us purl more tightly or loosely than we knit, and as a consequence, when the purl action is taken out of the equation, it affects the resulting tension or gauge. Now, there are two ways that you can work the swatch, and the first would be to use a double pointed needle and keep sliding that work to the end of the needle so that you only ever have the front of the work facing you, and carry the working yarn loosely across the back of the work. And the key there is loosely. You don't want to be pulling it really taut. Okay, so when you have worked a sufficient number of rows, cut the floats in the middle, and that is one of the methods. Alternatively, you could knit a small tubular swatch in the round using either DPNs, that's double pointed needles, or the magic loop method. But whichever option you go for, it's still really important to block that work before measuring so that you have an accurate idea of how this will affect your project. And if you want to know a bit more about blocking and gauge swatches, have a little listen to episode 1. Well, I hope that's clear, Matthew, and thanks again for writing in. Isn't it so frustrating when you realise that you've made a mistake? It could be further back on your current row or on your last row or even further down your work. And whilst the odd mistake may not be noticeable, you may even decide to leave it as a feature, but 9 times out of 10, you're going to want to fix that mistake. and they can be really complicated ones or really simple. However, I thought it'd be a nice idea if I went through some of the common mistakes, starting with quite simple problems and moving on to more complex ones over the next few episodes for you. The best way to fix mistakes is to avoid them in the first place, and so I think that's a really good starting point. And so today's topic is going to be problems with tension. Now, this could be an uneven tension across rows, changes in tension over your work, incorrect tension for a pattern, or a sudden change in tension in your work. Well, firstly, sometimes yarn is held with different tensions between knit and purl rows, just as I was explaining. So you can sometimes see the differences between the rows and your work. It can just look at that little bit uneven. And if your tension is changed across your work, then one part might be a bit looser and one part might be a bit tighter than the other. Changing the tension across your work may be a result of how tense you were when you started, or even an unfamiliarity with a stitch pattern. It's really important to give yourself time to relax into knitting and make sure you have practiced your stitch pattern. And in terms of incorrect tension for a pattern, I cannot emphasize enough how important swatching is. After you've completed your swatch, you'll be able to see whether the suggested needle size gives you the best results and whether or not you need to adjust your needle. If your work's too tight and there are more stitches than there should be, then try increasing the size of your needle. However, if it is too loose, then try a smaller needle. It could be that even a sudden change of tension may be the result of your needles being held too tightly, or maybe you've come back to a project that you've had on hold for ages and you find that you've altered the way you knit. Sadly, to fix tension issues, it could be as drastic as having to undo and re-knit it completely. Only you can be the judge of that as to how pleased you are with the finished aesthetic. Well, I really hope that helps. And next time, I'm going to talk about how casting on or off too tightly or loosely can affect your knits. Okay, and so if you haven't heard of the Creative Craft Show, where have you been? This is a really exciting event that's coming up between the 24th and 26th of June, and that's taking place at the Birmingham NEC. And the really good news is there's still an early bird discount available until the Monday before each show. The Creative Craft Show is a dream for knitting, cross-stitching, paper crafting, jewellery and dressmaking enthusiasts, offering all the very latest supplies and innovative ideas. You'll find everything there from kits to charts and patterns to fabrics, yarns, threads and buttons from over 100 stalls. You'll have the opportunities to gain advice from industry experts and participate in plenty of interactive workshops throughout the weekend. So do go along if you possibly have the time. You'll get the chance to try something new and meet like-minded crafters from all across the country. If you think that you'd like to attend and you're travelling from quite far away, don't worry, there are hotels quite close to the NEC, from luxury resorts to simple rooms. So you'll find a whole host of hotels right on the doorstep there. And if you head to the visitor page on the actual NEC website, then there's loads of handy information there for you. And talking of hotels, I wanted to talk to you guys about the Seaside Delights at a knitting hotel. If life's all a bit much at the moment and you're looking forward to a getaway this summer, then have you considered a knitting retreat? Well, designer and teacher Belinda Harris-Reed has opened the Knitting Hotel to offer knitting retreats by the sea in Dawlish, Devon. Belinda is offering guests the chance to relax and enjoy their knitting in the company of like-minded people. What a treat. She and other experts will be on hand to offer knitting workshops, or visitors can simply knit to their heart's content whilst enjoying the views across Lyme Bay. The boutique hotel has 6 knitting-themed bedrooms, all named after a different technique. Guests will receive a goodie bag with a knitting project inside and will enjoy home-cooked breakfast and lunches. Belinda hosts the 3-day retreats every month, but be warned, they sell out fast. For details, do check my show notes, but I'm going to tell you the website now. That is www.theknittinghotel.co.uk. Did you know that Saturday, the 11th of June, was Worldwide Knit in Public Day? What better excuse to have a yarny get-together with your friends? I can't think of anything better than knitting and enjoying a few glasses of bubbly out in the sunshine. The purpose of Worldwide Knit in Public Day is to show that knitting is for all ages and that it's a fun and enjoyable activity and something you can be really proud of. Knitting is a craft that can be enjoyed by all, and that's what this day is all about. I'm sure you'll agree, it's a great way to encourage people to try knitting who have never tried it before or even thought about giving it a go. To give you an understanding of just how popular this event actually is, well, I can tell you it's the biggest knitter-run event across the globe. Over the years, there have been local events held worldwide. This seems to get more and more popular with every year that passes as well. I really hope you took the opportunity to catch up with those you love and to enjoy something you probably wouldn't usually do. Perhaps you had a picnic day with all of your loved ones. Whatever you did, it would be lovely to hear what you got up to. And so if you'd like to have your story featured on the show, get in touch. Well, it's been rather a quick one today, and I'm sorry about that, guys. I'll try and squeeze more in the next episode, but for now, I've really got to dash. And so, in the meantime, I want you all to stay safe and cozy, of course. And don't forget that if life feels like it's unraveling right now, all you have to do is get out your sticks and knit it back together, because after all, that's what knitting is all about. It is magic.